Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Any second now, we should be hearing from the coach, yes. Nick Sirianni, after what is widely regarded as a successful first season,
yep,
Al.
Yep.
9-8 in the regular season, lost in the playoffs to the greatest quarterback of all time. Mm-hmm. Coach Sirianni's call-in is brought to you by the Pennsylvania Lottery with new Monday draw days and more chances to win with double play. Powerball just got better, new from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Now, I am asking a couple of questions about the actual game Sunday, Al, because I still don't have closure on that.
Yeah.
You were just saying to me that Tom Brady had video running yesterday. He's holding a grudge against the Eagles from 2017,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Dreams and nightmares,
right,
playing in the background, talking about the win.
We did see Tom Brady earlier this year, and he crushed the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
Now I'm seeing him again in the biggest game of my season. Al, in what world do I want to hand him the ball? I don't have to hand him the ball. I won the toss.
He was going to get it at some point, though.
No, yeah, I understand he's going to get it, but what about this? I get a really good running game.
Yeah.
Maybe it's going to be good today against a great run defense. If it is, I might be able to eat 8 or 9 minutes right out of the blocks, get some points on the board before I give him the ball. Isn't that preferable?
But they've had success doing it their way, of deferring and getting into the playoffs, doing it their way.
You're convinced that they did that because they had done it all year.
Yeah, and that's how they play. They weren't going in looking at, we can't beat Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. This is how we play. And if he gets the ball first, our defense stop. If not, we'll get the ball and do what we've done all year.
Here's the test.
Yeah.
When Brady had the ball, you're watching the game.
Yeah.
What did you think was going to happen?
Well, if they don't call that, which I thought was a bad call, the rough and the passer, They may not have scored.
I thought it was bad, and I also thought they missed a hold on Fletcher Cox on the very first play of the game. I went back and I taped it off my TV.
And both of you were thinking they was dying to call things against Brady early in the game?
No, Brady doesn't think that he gets any more calls.
Yeah. But he does.
He does. Yeah.
And if that was another quarterback, they probably wouldn't have thrown the flag on Barnett. But you know what? I'm not going to give him the chance to do that. I'm going to give my offense. I'm the head coach of this team. I have scripted the first 15 plays, all right? I got to believe by the time I'm getting ready for that game, I'm very confident in my plan. Yeah. I want to get my plan on the field and put into motion before I do anything else. I swear to God, Billy, you know, I get very intense.
Yeah,
in fact, later in this hour, I'm going to tell you what my wife did to me.
I look forward to that.
No, it was horrible. Well, my wife.
It was awesome.
It's the worst prank ever pulled on me. For quite a while yesterday, I was losing my mind, all right? But I'm very reactive. I get all upset at stuff. I was upset before the opening kickoff.
Yeah.
I was already upset. On the line is the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Mr. Nick Sirianni. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Angela.
All right, Nick, a lot of ground. I had a couple of leftover questions from the game, Nick, so I'll get right to that.
Shoot.
The deferring at opening after you won the coin toss. What went into that decision, Nick?
Yeah, everything we do, we go into great detail of how we go about those things. And so, making the deferring in that first half, like every little detail matters in big games, and every game in the NFL is a big game. Every game comes. There's so many games that come down to one score, so we're always looking for an advantage. So What really went into that is that wind was pretty wild there that during that game. And if you were on that field and saw the kickers kicking and you saw the quarterbacks throwing into the wind when it was into the wind, it was a pretty strong wind. And we knew that going into the game. And then, you know, we felt that as we were on the field. So, excuse me. So we wanted to defer in the sense of, one reason is to not give them the win the first possession or the first quarter, and so we had the win the first quarter. The second thought that always goes into that is, you know, when you're at an away game, when you're playing an away game, that stadium's loud, and that was stadium, and there was a lot of fans there. I know we had a lot of fans there too, but that stadium was loud, and you know, when you get the ball in the second half, everyone's still getting a hot dog, a beer, whatever, and it's not quite as loud when you get that second drive. So those two possessions would have been really important for us. And then we kind of go into a thing where we talk about being able to double dip. And as you saw, you know, we were down 17-0, but we were driving the score on our last possession right there. Now we ended up turning the ball over, didn't work out, and then, you know, didn't score the next drive. But, you know, we were feeling pretty good about, you know, being able to drive down and score and then score again. We've done that in two games this year that kind of put games away. We did that in the Jets game. We did that in the Washington game at home, where we called double dipped. It didn't work out. So I get it. You know, when I'm the head coach and every decision we make, I have to live with the consequences. It didn't work out, so it looks bad. If it worked out, it would have looked good. Hey, I get the consequences of my decisions.
Nick, are you saying no wind? Maybe a different decision on that?
Maybe a different decision on that because of the wind. I mean, it was blowing. It was howling. I mean, it was completely different range for the kickers going one direction than the other direction, and it was completely different how you were going to call a quarter with the pass game as well.
I got to ask you about late in the second quarter, 4th and 10. I looked at this play a dozen times, Nick, because I'm convinced that the primary option there was Jalen Reagor. Was he the first option on that 4th and 10 play?
You're convinced that the field stop was the primary option? That's interesting.
He didn't take much time before he unloaded the ball.
Yeah, well, because he's got to look at the coverage first.
Right.
And so here's what happened, Angelo. The play before it, they played cover 7. And so let me tell you what cover 7 is. Cover 7 is when they double your two best players. And so they put two guys on Dallas Goedert. They put two guys on Devontae Smith. And, hey, they got Cave cover 7. They did not show any cover 7 on 4th down. So we called a play that, and that was 3rd down, obviously it was cover 7. They come out and they played cover 4 on 4th down. It looked like cover 7 to Jalen. It looked like cover 7 to me too. So my eyes were going out to the field because in cover 7, now again, like I said, it was cover 4, but those two coverages look alike. But in cover 7, you always got to find the single. And the guys that were singled on that play were Quez up the seam. Who would have been single on that play was Quez up the seam, Jalen on the outside, and you're back because they doubled the other two guys. And they spy the quarterback on cover 7 too, so it's hard to go and run for a first down. So that's the thought process of what happened. The play is not necessarily the play is not designed in that particular case with the field stop to Jalen Reagor, but quarterback, myself, we all thought in that situation that's what they were playing because it looked similar. And hey, you know, it didn't work out. We need to run a better route. I thought the ball was pretty good. Thought the route needed to be a little bit better, and those are things that you know, that we talked about with our players.
Nick, I'm going to level with you on Reagor, right? Because he's a lightning rod for me and some fans. He's had a fairly prominent role with the team for 2 years now. You're a wide receiver coach. You know that position as well as anybody. And you called him an extreme talent yesterday. What are you seeing in him that we're not, Nick? He's given you very little production.
He, you know, with Jalen, I'll say a couple things. Again, I'm always looking for our positives in our players, and when you do that as a coach, and you've got to do that as a coach, and you look for the positives and you see how you can use them. So Jalen's not in this alone. You know, I'm not doing a good enough job of getting him better. I'm not doing a good enough job of getting him the football. But let me talk about a couple things here with this. We're a running football team, as we know. You know, the city knows that. You know that. We know that. We're a running football team. When we pass the ball, You know, the game plan goes through Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, and then the third option is Quez Watkins. I mean, there's no secret to that. I mean, you guys see our stats. You know what our stats look like. So that's the progression of how it goes. So Jalen is not getting a lot of opportunities. Now, in the past in Jalen's career, right, at TCU in high school, he's been the guy, right, where he's gotten all the opportunities. You feed him the football, and that's just not the case here. So what I think Jalen – again, he's got a lot of talent in his body. Where I think Jalen needs to be better is, hey, you're not going to get 10 catches. You're not going to get 10 opportunities in a game. You might get two or three. You got to make those two or three count. Right now, he's not doing that. We'd expect more from that. You know, he's not making those two and three count. And we got to do a better job as coaches of making him be able to help him make those plays. And so, again, I'm never going to put it on the player where it's always – we're always in this together. But, you know, my main thing is when we are giving Jalen those opportunities, us as coaches and Jalen himself have to take advantage of those opportunities because we know that there's just not a lot – there's not a lot to be had. And that's just different for him. These past 2 years, again, I don't know what happened last year as much, but this year, you know, he had – that was just a little bit different. You know, it's kind of like a basketball player, like – in college, you get 30 shots, right? But then you go to the NBA, and hey, you don't get as many of those shots. So you got to take advantage of those opportunities, and that's hard for guys to do sometimes. It just takes a little bit of time. But I do see extreme talent in him. But that's my main criticism right there.
I got you, Nick. I got some general stuff just because this was a heck of a journey the first year. How much more comfortable were you by the end of the season than when you first started? A lot different as on the sideline?
Yeah. I think. You know, our mission and our talk to the team every day is how do you get a little bit better each day, right, Angelo? How do we get better today? How do we get better today? How do we get better today? And as the head football coach, you can't just talk about it. You have to be about it, right? You have to be showing the signs that you're getting better every day. So in every aspect of, you know, from game planning to media to anything, messaging to the team, I felt like that's what my mission was, to get a little bit better each day. It's just been my kind of how I was raised in football, like, and in life in general by my parents, like just work on getting better and being the best version of yourself. Get better. And hey, what do you think? Do you think I'm a little bit better in the media than I was when I first started off?
Hell yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it, Nick. A lot better. But overall, yeah, I'm just wondering, like, what of everything that happened this year, what are you the proudest of?
You know, one thing that you never want to start 2-5, right? You never want to be in that boat. And, you know, I remember in my interview process, I talked about, hey, adversity hit us as in the Colts in 2018. We were 1-5, and we didn't look too far ahead. We just stayed in the moment, and we overcame, and we doubled down on the things we knew were true. And then we were forced to live that this year. Again, you don't want to have to live that, but we were. And I think I'm the most proud of is the fact that I didn't let myself look at the mountain top, right? We didn't reach the mountain top, but I didn't let myself look at the mountain and say, "Holy smokes, I gotta climb this thing right here." I just kind of wanted to focus, and the guys wanted to focus on, you know, the next game, the next practice, the next walkthrough, the next everything, and just doing what you can do there. And I think that's such a great life lesson that, you know, I'm hopefully that a lot our guys, you know, carry with them for the rest of their lives, right? We're going to go through crap in our lives. We all know that. We're all going to go through crap in our lives. And, hey, you know, when you look at it as a whole, like, man, this is going to be whatever it is. If somebody gets sick or, you know, somebody, you know, you go through a tragedy in your family, like to get over that mountain, right? That seems daunting, but you don't do it all in one day. You don't do it all in 1 hour. You do it moment by moment, by moment, by moment to get through tough times. And I just think that's why I love this sport so much. It's such a good thing to kind of help you get ready for outside things, you know, things outside of football and life. And I think that's what I'm most proud of, Angelo.
Nick, there's one thing that I noticed from watching football all these years from this vantage point. You won over a lot of players who weren't that much younger than you. Yeah, you're a young guy coming in, and you had a lot of veterans on your team, and they bought in very early. How'd you do that?
No, I don't want to say won over. I just, you know, I just went in there every day and I just was myself. And I think, you know, some of the things that we talk about with our core values are connecting, competing, accountability, football IQ, and fundamentals. Like, those are things that are important to us. And I think when you talk about that and you talk about it in the way we do over and over and over again, and you're energetic about it, enthusiastic about it, like, we're not saying anything that's crazy, right? I mean, hey, the teams that connect the best, you know, do the best. The teams that compete the best are the better teams that you've been on. The teams that have accountability, et cetera, all those things. Like, it's not like I'm saying something crazy and wild, right? Like, it's these five things that we all know to be true. And so, you know, we just double down on that in times of triumph and in times of adversity. And, you know, I think just this organization and the players that we have on this football team, you know, I just think the world of these guys. And, you know, I just had a great group of guys, you know, to have my first NFL season as a head coach with.
From afar, I think one of the things that helped you there was the support you got from Jason Kelce, who's been one of the great, great players we've ever had in this town. How hard will you try to convince him to come back, Nick?
Yeah, I sent him 2 kegs of beer yesterday. you know what? He's awesome, and I've told him how much, you know, we want him back, and he's unbelievable leader. He's an like, everything you hear about Jason Kelce. If you don't know Jason Kelce personally, everything you hear about him is as advertised. He's awesome. He's a great leader. He's a great player. He's the backbone of this team. He's so smart as a football player. Like, he's what makes he makes us go as a team. And so, as long as Jason wants to play, I think in the middle of the year, I said, you got 5 more years in you. We laughed about it, but like, as long as he wants to go, we want him to go. And I'll be trying to convince him every single day that I can to come back and play. And we'll see how it goes. And, you know, ultimately, Jason's got to do what's best for himself and best for his family. But, you know, we would love the opportunity to have Jason Kelce back on this football team to help us lead the way again.
Nick, do you have a big regret in your first season?
You know, what I was taught early on, and I guess this by my parents, right, also, is just make decisions. And I just think about my parents saying this to me all the time, regardless of what it was. You know, make a decision, go with it, and then, hey, live with the consequences of those decisions, and don't regret things. Sure, you're going to want play calls back. You're going to want different things, different conversations that you have with players back, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, you're going to make mistakes, and I made mistakes. I made plenty of mistakes. But, you know, there's always, just like the first question you asked me, Angelo, about deferring that first part. Like, if my why is strong, right, if I go in to make a decision and I just throw a decision on the board, and I'm like, hey, I'm making this decision, right, then you can regret. But if you have a strong why of why you're doing things, which I feel like that I do, and I feel like our coaching staff does, then you can live with decisions, right or wrong, knowing like, hey, I believed in this. This is what I believed in. I believed in deferring in that first half. Did it work? No. I believed in that play call on fourth and 10. Did it work? No. But, you know, but my why was strong in it. And so, you know, that leads you to away from, you know, having regrets. And that's something I just feel like I had great parents. I have great parents, you know, at every home game there is still to this day, whether I'm in Indianapolis or in Philadelphia or San Diego, they're at home games. They have season tickets. And so, you know, I attribute that to them. And so I don't live with regrets.
Nick, last thing, what did you learn about Philadelphia as a sports city in your first year?
Oh man, it was awesome. It was awesome. Whether I'm, you know, at that stadium and the support that we're getting and the energy we're getting from there. I mean, I can't tell you the last time we've scored. I've been in a game where we scored a touchdown and I'm fist pumping with the fans. Like, I don't think I've done that since I played college football, because it's just so much energy coming for you. You can't help but do that. And so, man, and then just, you know, when you're out and about with your family and the support, I mean, hey, the passion, the support, it's unbelievable. And so it's by far the best place I've ever been. as a, you know, in my professional life. And shoot, I grew up in the Jamestown, New York area, Buffalo area, and they talk about those fans all the time about how passionate they are. It ain't even close. It's not even close. This city's unbelievable. I look forward to, unfortunately, our season's over, as we all know, but I look forward to going to a Flyers game and seeing the passion there, and going to a Sixers game and seeing the passion there. And then this summer, you know, going to the Phillies game and seeing the passion there and cheering on these teams. I look forward to going to see some Villanova basketball games and Temple basketball games. So it just, what a great sports town. It's as advertised, and I love it here. And I just want to keep getting this team better so we can give our fans something to be proud of.
It was a fun season, Nick. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you after every game, and this, what you've done here today for us. I really appreciate it, and I wish you even a better season next year. Thank you.
Thanks, Angelo. I appreciate you, too.
Nick Seriotti, ladies and gentlemen, with some very interesting insights into his season. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time, 920.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, 929. We got a little different sound of the coach that we've had before. We are still playing our game, and we got a Jalen Hurts jersey, a $50 Visa gift card, Boston Market gift card, WIP t-shirt. We're looking for people we can't believe still have a job. What do we have so far, Billy?
J.J. Ortega-Whiteside, Mike Pereira, Ben Simmons, Rob Manfred, Jalen Reagor, Barnett, Aaron Moorhead, Andy McPhail, Danny Green, and Frank Reich.
There is still time for you to get on for the final blitz at 215-592-9494. Let me just say, all right? I have had an opportunity to talk to Nick after every single game this year. And the wrap-up we just did, Nick has gotten unbelievably better at it than he was when he started, Al. He struggled early on with the media.
Yeah.
And what I'd love to believe that is that if he improved in the coaching the way he did with the media, he's going to be awesome next year. And he handled that.
Yeah, he
extremely
did.
Extremely well. Yeah. What impressed you the most, Billy? You had to do that plenty of times. You told us you hated the end of the season news conference. What did you like about what you heard from Nick?
Well, I think he gave you the reason why he did the coin toss.
Yeah.
There was a lot more thought about it rather than just analytics. And I felt that he was excited about next year, looking forward to his offseason because he knows what he has. He knows the personnel, and he knows how to build out the season going forward next year.
The question I asked him that I most was interested in was how much more comfortable he was at the end of the beginning. Billy's telling me, Al, during a break, Billy's first trade. So Billy's a GM. You had never been a GM before.
No.
You make your first trade. Now, when you're making it, you're going, I can't believe I have this power. I can make a trade. What happened?
Well, we made it. Dino Raja was the guy from Boston.
Yeah.
Terrence Weatherspoon and Michael Cage. And we make the trade, and I hang up. I'm excited we did it. And within like 5 minutes, I get a phone call from Dino Raja's agent. Said, didn't they tell you he's hurt?
I go, oh, my God.
I go, no. And so I said, he says, well, he's not coming in because he wants to go back to Europe also. I said, well, no, he's got to come in, take the physical. He came in, took the physical, and we failed him. And the trade was rescinded, and Patino was livid.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't let the trade. He was, like, challenging the league. So we were going to have a meeting with the commissioner after the draft for him to make a ruling on it. And Patino and I got in a screaming match on the phone with the doctors.
Your first trade?
Yeah.
You were screaming at Patino.
Yeah. At the doctor, our doctor was out of waiting to go in surgery, McPhillamy. And I'm screaming at Patino, so to this day, I have a disdain for Patino.
Nope. All right, that's fine. A lot of people do. But, Billy, after you had to nullify your first trade, did you say to yourself, maybe I'm not that good at this?
No. We look to
that's
do
what I would have thought. No. I would have gone, wow, I'm 0-1, not a good start.
But it made me ask more questions going in. See about that? The player and injury.
That's how you learn, Al. That's how you learn.
You probably shouldn't trade for hurt players.
Yep.
Tom's up from Seattle. Tom, what'd you think of the coach today?
He's starting to grow on me a little bit, Angelo. But, you know, there's this Jalen Hurts situation. You were just talking about Steve Palmer, the quarterback coach.
Jordan Palmer. Jordan Palmer, yeah. Right, the guy who fixes Palmer, quarterbacks, right.
If you can't take the mountain to Jalen, you bring Jalen to the mountain.
Amen.
Yeah. That's the one thing you have to acknowledge, people that can help you and hire them to help you.
I mean, if he's an Eagle employee, you sit him down, you say, Jalen, you had a great year, but there's things that you need to work on. I think Jalen Hurts, if he wants to be a better quarterback, is going to jump at the chance to go to this man and get the help that he needs.
Tom, here's the tell on that. And that's going to be – obviously, yesterday, Nick was supportive of his staff, but he won't keep all of them. If he has a new quarterback coach, he's telling you he needs a different voice in Hurts' ear. If he has – at any position, right? I would wonder about wide receiver position. Mm-hmm. That's Nick's specialty. Maybe he saw his wide receiver coach. He went, well, Rager didn't make any progress.
I don't think all of those guys are coming back.
I don't either.
Yeah.
That's where you'll know how they really feel.
You know, Rasul Douglas, who had that great year with the Packers this year, and they're still playing.
Yeah.
I read something from him yesterday that he said someone taught him how to watch film.
Is that amazing that he was here all those years?
I mean, but he went through five other teams, but apparently somebody on the Packers, that's what he's saying.
Hold on. Yeah. But the D-backs coach that we had here, there were several during Rasul Douglas's time.
Correct.
We didn't think any of them were good.
No.
Right? Didn't they? They
Corey Unlin.
Billy, they never looked back for the ball.
No.
And we went, I think that's coaching. Yeah. And now Rasul Douglas says, now I'm finally learning how to play
the
position.
That's what he said. It doesn't mean that,
No, but it's an example of you. Not all these guys are that great at what they do.
No.
You got to weed them out.
Yep.
And that's where when they start announcing that certain guys are leaving, you'll know those guys were not invited back. You're going to, that's where you get the real story. Tommy, good job. Give me somebody you can't believe still has a job.
Al Morgani.
Put him down.
Now,
let me tell you something right now, and I've never made this statement on the air, but I'll say it. Al goes, I go.
Yeah.
And I would have said that.
Drink up.
5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15
sure
years
let
ago.
Let me know. I would have got a.
You want somebody to work with for 30 years?
God, Lurie would have paid me millions.
Al Morganti is my number one choice of people to work with, and he has been for 30 years.
Yeah.
How's that?
The amazing thing is you guys don't speak after the show.
No. We have no relationship.
None. You have to call me and ask me for his number.
Right.
You guys don't talk.
He was fairly close to my first wife. When that didn't go well, that was the end of my relationship.
Wait, guys don't talk like.
Never.
Never.
No. He'll tell me you got to call Al.
Now, understand, he does communicate with my second wife.
Yeah.
But I don't even have his name. And his number are not in my phone.
We all communicate with Gail.
He's not in my phone.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not in my phone now.
Okay.
Dennis is up from Mount Laurel. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Angelo, radio man. Al hasn't seen that upset that you don't have his number.
No.
No, it's fine. Al wouldn't pick up anyway.
No.
And if I text him, he would ghost me. I know, Al.
I send the message via Twitter.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Dennis. Did you enjoy hearing the coach in a little bit of a different situation?
I actually think he was pretty positive with his explanations as to why.
Yep.
That doesn't mean I necessarily agree with all of them.
Yep.
For example, you know, the double teaming the two wide receivers. Well, instead of putting three guys out there, put another tight end, another wide receiver, then they can't double team.
Don't let the defense dictate what you're doing.
Todd Bowles appeared to dictate what they were doing.
He did. No, that's 100% great response. Dennis, in order for me to respond to everything he said, it would have been too long an interview. He wouldn't have. We have an agreement on time, so I couldn't follow up everything. But you're 100% right. You have, and I think he will evolve as a coach to where he starts getting the defense to he dictates to the defense.
But I think he said though that. And fourth down, they usually play a different cover.
Cover seven, cover four.
Cover four, and they ran a cover seven. So they had planned on them being in a cover four.
Right.
And they were in that cover seven, which looked the same. So I think he planned on it. That's why he didn't go to the different package.
All I could tell you is if the ball is in the direction of Jalen Reagor, it's not a good play call.
And I believe in the coach a lot more than I did in a couple of our prior coaches because he's really honestly sincere about growing every day.
Yep.
He's positive. He takes responsibility. You know, we got to give him another year or two, and then we can make a better judgment. But after year one, I bring him back.
The one thing I could say about him, I've dealt with a lot of them. Most of the coaches have a massive ego. He doesn't appear to. He is open to criticism. He handles negative questions very well. His ego does not even match Doug Peterson's. Doug was, especially after they won, Doug was a tougher interview.
I will say this, though. Yeah. He's got a little edge to him. When you asked him about the 4th and 10 to Reagor, he started off like, I'm going to tell you, and then broke it down.
No, I know. I get it. And I would expect him to act negative.
No, I thought I liked it. I didn't have a problem with it.
It's a negative question. it requires a negative response.
Yes. I like it.
I have no problem with that. Dennis, you want to say something about Howie? Yeah.
My quick point on him is, you know, he didn't make every right decision. He didn't make every wrong decision. But if anybody out there thinks that he solely made that decision to draft Reagor and the owner's son were involved, they're smoking pot over here in New Jersey because those two guys absolutely influenced the GM.
Dennis, someday, before I'm dead, I need to know what went into that. Who said get Reagor? Aren't you dying to know?
Because
there are mistakes.
It's the owner.
Look, Billy made mistakes as a GM. But you don't make a mistake with the consensus pick is a man who's probably going to be a Hall of Famer, Justin Jefferson. And you pick at that position somebody else, man, you have to be right. And if you're not, we need to know which of the geniuses thought Reagor was going to be better than Jefferson. It's a catastrophic mistake.
Ange, I'll make it very clear for you. If it wasn't the owner, Howie Roseman would have been fired.
Yeah. You know, Rhea, you're probably right. It probably was. Then the owner needs to fall on the sword.
They never do.
They never do. Right. No, doesn't the owner need to say, I want to clarify something. Reagor was my idea.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. When you, as an organization, when you're in the GM and a decision's made, you come out of the room and that everybody's on the same page. Okay, we made this decision, and that's what you
do. I couldn't do it. Yeah. I could not sell that if it was that bad a decision. Yeah. If I love Jefferson and they forced me to take Reagor, I would not be able to keep my mouth shut.
Well, then you wouldn't have a job.
Well, it's pretty clear I wouldn't. You're right. Dennis, who can't you believe still has a job?
Presuming he actually has one because he calls this radio station every program every day, Andy the Troll.
Andy the Troll. Put him down. He's not going to.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
9:46 is your time. Billy, you know this city pretty well. This second question today, we have not gotten any results on it yet. Not yet, Ava.
Okay, okay.
Billy.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts, Russell Wilson. You could have the top draft pick.
Deshaun Watson.
Or you could have Deshaun Watson, who Al Morgani is giving a full endorsement to, despite morality questions. Who's going to win? You can have Watson. What is he, 25, 26?
That's why I want him.
Right? Al wants him. He's young. He's incredibly talented. He's got moral issues. Al doesn't care.
I say they're going to say Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Wilson is loved by the organization. They've wanted him from when he was a kid.
I would have loved him 5 years ago.
I think Hurts gets the endorsement. Al? Watson, will they listen to you? Do they lack morality the way you do?
Both can be true.
We'll get that answer in just a minute. First, we got a hot seat. Here's Ava Graham with a rear end.
All right. So people, listen, I was hanging decorations up last night. I fell off a chair. It cut me very, very badly on my left butt cheek. And it's been quite a day. And Angelo.
She sent photos of the cheek to her 8 best friends.
I sent it to my friends because they find it funny that I fall a lot. Just let it go. Let my butt go. You just always want to talk about butts. Listen, there are days Howie lands on the hot seat when he doesn't have a press conference. So naturally, today, Howie Roseman is on the hot seat. Brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge. Hot seat. Hi, Howie. So you talked yesterday a lot, but somehow only 16% of our audience found the whole thing informative.
What did you learn?
Jalen Hurts is the guy. No, Al, is there any doubt?
Yeah, that laugh indicates to me that Al didn't get much from it.
I learned that they're going to continue to draft the way they draft, and they're not getting a linebacker in the first round. That upset me.
Right. Well, Rhea's already been quoted as saying that's 34 and a half minutes she'll never get back.
Yeah, dude. Howie, take a breath.
We needed a specific role or player to push us over, you know, when we had made the playoffs and maybe lost in the playoffs. And some of the maybe mistakes for overvaluing that particular skill set.
You only spoke for 5 seconds before the music kicked in, and it was 5 seconds too long. Let's face it, people don't trust you.
I heard a whole bunch of words being said, but really no merit to it.
You think it is Hurts the guy, or did they just say that?
Hurts is the guy for next year.
They don't like you.
I absolutely hate Howie Roseman.
That press conference, what a joke.
When he starts talking and then he's drawing Nick Sirianni down that rabbit hole of stupidity, it reminds me of diapers, man. They're covered in stinky butts. They're just full of crap.
And you just got compared to a diaper. I'm out. Hot seat.
All right, I need to say something here because I sometimes get emails saying you're not letting Al speak enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the whole setup for Al to get his thoughts on Hurts and whether he got an endorsement.
Yeah.
He didn't even give me a word. He gave me a snicker. Billy, you heard that.
He didn't
even react with a word. He went.
Did you ever hear that sometimes less is more?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
No.
Al, there's such a thing as being too much of a minimalist.
True.
Why do you set yourself up every time?
I don't know. I can't help myself. Mario's out of life from San Francisco. Hi, Mario.
Just call me Spartacus.
All right. Did you enjoy what you heard yesterday from the top guys?
I told the ladies to close their ears. I had to go to the restroom.
You had to go to the restroom during the press conference.
when I heard Howie Roseman, I mean, let me say the ground squirrel. This guy is, he's pathetic.
He won you, a Super Bowl,
and you made the playoffs.
Super Bowl. Doug won it, and Doug won that Super Bowl.
It was his players. He made the playoffs this year. You didn't expect that, Mario. You've been bitching all year.
And I'm still bitching.
You know what? Some things never change. Mario, give me somebody you can't believe still has a job.
Okay. This is somebody Billy can really relate to. Rich Paul, because he rips the players off, plus he rips the pinkies off.
That's interesting, because Rich Paul is dating Adele, and he is a superb agent. He's one of the most powerful agents in the world.
I can't hear her music without thinking of him now.
I can't either.
I was a huge big fan.
Lauren, who doesn't deserve a job?
Doc Rivers.
Doc Rivers?
That's a little harsh.
I don't know if that's going to work. Did you have something you want to say about the Sixers, Lauren, real quick?
I mean, last night, I just want to give JoJo his props, and poor Tobias, his face, man, he just looked like, damn, I wish I could do that.
Joel
Very
Embiid.
Little Ken.
Let me tell you something. The more Joel Embiid plays in this town,
wow,
the more you say to yourself, my God, please get him people around him so we can take advantage of his prime.
Yeah,
he's amazing. Charlie is up from Orland. Hi, Charlie. What? Give me somebody who you can't believe has a job.
Umpire Angel Hernandez.
Angel Hernandez is a great one. Marquise, who you got?
I got to say, one of the worst draft picks the Sixers have ever made in 2018, Zaire Smith.
Zaire Smith. Bruce, who? Give me a name.
How about that hot bag Collinsworth?
Chris Collinsworth. I love that one. Eric, give me a name.
Daniel Snyder.
Daniel Snyder. Well, he's the owner. I need a name, Billy.
Andy McPhail.
I got him.
Already said. All right, Billy, you got your work cut out for you with this. Al, four prizes. 4-1.
All right, number four gets a WIP T-shirt.
Collinsworth.
Wow. Billy was.
Went to the last minute.
You were listening to Billy think there. For a good 5 seconds.
I'm surprised at that. Number three gets a $25 Boston Market gift card.
Ben Simmons.
Number two gets a $50 Visa gift card.
Barnett.
And number one gets the Eagles' Jalen Hurts jersey.
Jalen Reagor.
He gave – no one said Reagor for an hour and a half. Why do you think we were doing it? It's time to do a round.
You know what, Angelo? So – a friend of mine, Katie, she works over at Penn. She works for this doctor who listens all the time. She just texts me, hey, the doctor said I need to check on you. What's going on? You fell off a chair? Do you need stitches? And so I sent her the picture of my butt. And a doctor yes,
is studying your rear end to determine whether you need stitches?
I think that's happening right now. But no stitches needed. It's all right. My butt's okay.
That doctor looked at it. You know what he did? He cracked a smile.
Guess what? It's a woman. And maybe still. Who knows? Brought to you by Armin Cadillac.
Update tomorrow on Ava's rear end. Don't miss it.
You know what? I fell off a chair, okay? I got hurt really bad. Brought to you by Armin Cadillac. Your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. Who would you like to be the Eagles' starting quarterback in 2022? 62% Jalen Hurts.
There it is. Whoa. He got the endorsement. Yeah. How many votes did Watson get?
Well, let's see.
All right.
And Watson is next, 17%.
Well, they listen to
Russell Wilson, 14%, and 7% top draft pick.
All right. I did not have a chance to tell the story of how my wife pranked me horribly with the COVID virus yesterday, but I will tell this story. It is the worst thing ever, Al. I'm not even sure I can go home right now. But I want to thank our studio assistant, Ava Graham and Kyle Quinn. Our producer this morning was Joseph A. Wechter Jr. Coming up next, Joe DiCaprio and John Ritchie. How'd we do?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.